I'm Father Seraphim Bashoner, and I welcome you to another episode of Theosis, our journey through the Lenten and the Easter and now the Pentecost season within the Eastern Church, as we followed in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we open ourselves to the grace and the glory of the Holy Spirit, so that we might become one with God. Today we celebrate the Monday after the celebration of Pentecost. In the Eastern Church, this is known as the Monday of the Holy Spirit, and we will begin our meditation with the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus drew near and spoke to them, saying, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all days, even unto the consummation of the world." St. Hilary of Poitiers, in his second book on the Trinity, writes, "What part of the mystery of humanity's salvation is not included in these words? What has been forgotten or left hidden? Everything is complete, as from divine fullness, and perfect, as from divine perfection. This passage contains the very words that are needed, all that is required, the order all must be done, and a glimpse into the nature of the divinity. Christ commanded that they baptize in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. That is, with the confession of the Creator, and of the only begotten, and of the gift. For God the Father is one, from whom all things are made, and the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten, through whom all things are made, is one, and the Spirit, the gift of God, who pervades all things, is also one. Thus all are arranged according to their power and their benefits for us. The one power from whom all are, the one offspring through whom all are, the one gift who gives us perfect love. Nothing is missing from the supreme union which embraces in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His infinity in the eternal, his likeness in his very image, and our enjoyment of him in the gift." On the Monday after Pentecost, and throughout the rest of the week, the Eastern Church continues to celebrate the sending of the Spirit. The Monday after Pentecost is also important because throughout the Easter season the faithful have refrained from kneeling. Now, during the Vesper services, the Monday of the Holy Spirit, usually held on the previous evening, that is Sunday evening, kneeling returns in a special devotional known as the Kneeling Prayers. These prayers praise both the gift of the Spirit as well as glorify God in the Trinity. In our own lives, as we continue our journey in the Lord, this week is devoted to a special reflection upon the goal of our journey in Theosis, and that goal is the furtherance, the development, the increasing of our life within the Trinity. All of our meditation from the time in which we began our journey in Lent, as we continued our journey into Easter, and now in our journey after Pentecost, is destined for life in the Christ, life in Christ, for fulfillment of the graces of the Holy Spirit, for life within the Father. Because it is in the Trinity that our salvation achieves its completion. We were indeed baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We were called to go forth to proclaim this good news to the whole world, the news about our salvation in the Trinity. And our destiny indeed lies at the heart of the Trinity. So as we continue our journey in these days after Pentecost, let us continue to delve deeper, to dive deeper into the love, into the life of the Trinity, the life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the life that was revealed to us in what the Son has done for us and expressed to us and filled within us through the graces of the Holy Spirit, the life and the love of God that has come down to us so that we might be raised up to Him. And so we will continue now with our prayer to the Holy Trinity. We have seen the true light. We have received the Heavenly Spirit. We have found the true faith, and we worship the undivided Trinity, for the Trinity has saved us.